Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
I heard a story that was powerful. It's a story of a general who was leading his men into war. And as they got into their fleet of boats, they were going to take an island. As they reached the island, the men got off the boats and the general gathered his men before they went into battle. He looked at them and he gave them three words: burn the boats. Now, this was powerful because he's telling them there is no retreat. Absolutely no retreat. Like, option A is the only option. Option B isn't possible. And he instilled into his men a mindset of courage and clarity, of conviction that allowed them to understand that this is the energy that you need to go and win this battle. The reason why this story is so powerful, because each and every one of us, as we're going into the battle of life, whatever it is that we are trying to accomplish, this mindset is necessary. Like, you dream getters, when you're going after a goal, when you're going after your aspirations, when you're going after something that might feel different to you, it might be bigger than the shoes that you're in right now, what it's telling you, what the general was telling his men, was that I need your mindset to be ready for the war that we have in front of us. And oftentimes, many of us step into new scenarios and new arenas with doubt. We're clouded with doubt. And we wonder why it is so difficult for us to grow into the version of the best version of ourselves. Like, we wonder why it is so difficult to climb that mountain, to get over that obstacle. It's because we are not looking at the opportunity with the right perspective. Burn the boat. Burn the boat. Literally, what you need right now is to burn the boat. And the general was looking at his men and he understood that he needed to literally light a fire within them. He needed to ignite something in them that let them know that he was going to lead them to victory and nothing else. And oftentimes, for many of us, that is a difficult mindset to get into. It is very difficult to step into a new arena, a new situation, a new environment, and have the courage, the confidence, the conviction, and the clarity to know that is yours for the taking. So my question to you, just as this story allowed me to question for myself, as we step into a new arena, as we're growing into the best version of ourselves, have we burned our boats? Are you on the right path and understand that that's the only path you will take? Because if you operate with that type of mindset, victory is yours. Sacrifice is always required on the road to your dream. Sacrifice is always required on the road to your dream. The question is, what are you willing to sacrifice? Sometimes it will be time. Sometimes it will be effort. Sometimes it will require isolation. Sometimes it will require you to put yourself in environments where you have to grow. Sometimes it will require you to make new relationships and put yourself in environments that you're not aware of. Sacrifices are always going to be required on the dream, and every dream is going to ask that you grow into it. Every dream is going to ask that you grow into it. There is no dream that you will have where you are ready at this moment in time. If that's the case, it's not a big enough dream. You have to grow into the things that you want. You have to grow into the things that you're preparing for. And my question to you now is, are you willing to make the necessary sacrifices to become the individual that you need to be to go after that dream? It's interesting for me. Right now, I'm at an interesting situation. I've come a long way, but I have a long way to go. I'm on a journey where I've come a long way, but I still...
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I have a vision that I have to reach for. And as I'm going on this journey, I'm realizing that there are a few things that are absolutely imperative to keep in mind. Number one, you can't do it alone. No dream, nothing that you're after can be really done alone. You have to understand who is on your team, who is a part of your team, how are you contributing and adding value to their lives, and how are they contributing and adding value to yours? Number two is, what sacrifices are you going to make? Dreams require sacrifices. Oftentimes it requires time spent alone, time spent doing something that you never thought. I used to walk in the park and give talks by myself, hours in. This was before my first TEDx talk. I used to walk in the park by myself and give talks over and over again, imagining what the crowd would look like, who I wanted to be on that stage. This was a year before I ever started speaking. And while I'm not saying I'm far on the journey now, I just understand that there are going to be sacrifices that need to be made as you go on your journey. My question for you right now is, as you're on your journey, what sacrifices are you intentionally making? Where are you going, and what are the things that you're saying, you know what, if I cut this out and I cut this out and I add this in and I add this in, I develop this habit and I cut this habit, I will grow into the person that I'm supposed to become. What are those things for you? Have you identified those? Who is your why? Who is your why? You're not doing this alone. And if you're doing it to feed your ego, you're putting yourself in the wrong position. Who are the people that are in your corner that if you go and you win, if you get that trophy, if you sit at the top of that mountain, who's going to be there with you? Who are you sacrificing for? Because if they're not there, I promise you, that reward will feel so empty. It'll feel so empty. We have to put the people in our lives first. And last but not least, what is the legacy that you're trying to leave behind? This word legacy is interesting because oftentimes it's spoken by those who are 50, 60, 70. Like, society has put it in a situation where we're only supposed to think about legacy at the end of our lives. I think legacy is something that you do every single day. How do you walk in your legacy? Meaning, what are you leaving behind? What impression are you leaving on the people who are around you? How are you moving and operating in a way where someone understands what you stand for and who you are now? What is your legacy? You're walking in it. It's not something that you build at the end of your life. It's something that you're doing right now. We are on the journey of becoming, so do never be scared of answering the question and tackling the question and grappling with the question. The frustrating question, the difficult question, the question that might not have an answer right now, but what is the legacy that you want to leave behind? And I encourage you, if you haven't tackled something like this, tackle it now. Inform the mind, inspire the heart.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.